Donkey Kong. In the game Donkey Kong, there are different levels and four different screens. At the first level, two screens are used. At the second level, three screens are used. Four screens are used at the next level. If you get past this level, each successive level adds one more screen. However, the original four types of screens in which they appear will be changed randomly. The object of Donkey Kong is to save the damsel in distress from the terrible Kong. I will now proceed with my descriptions of each of the four different screens and the important techniques involved in getting through each of them. This game uses a joystick to move you up and down, right or left, and a jump button with which you can jump over obstacles that appear. The jump button by itself simply lifts you up and lands you in the same space. To jump and move to the right or left, you will need to move the joystick in the desired direction while pushing the jump button at the same time. The first screen is the barrel jumping screen. Kong rolls the barrels at you, and the object of this screen is to avoid the barrels while you try to reach the girl. Timing is the all-important key to making it up a ladder without a barrel falling on you. When you reach the top of a ladder, you are safe, and as long as you keep a hand on the top of the ladder, no barrels can harm you. This is important to remember, so you begin on the left and run over to the right and go up the first ladder. You'll be on the second level. Go to the left and go to the first ladder. Climb up and jump a barrel. When you go to the next ladder, climb to the top and wait. Wait for the barrel to pass by you. Just as it passes, run over to the next ladder and wait again. Just as the next barrel passes, climb quickly to the top of the ladder and wait again. If you time your climbing of the ladder in this way, you will be able to make it to the top before another barrel comes out and falls on you. So you attempt to climb between barrels. Now, when you get to the level just below Kong, there will be a small hammer at the top on the far left. You will want to go up the ladder on the far left so that you will be able to climb up and get the hammer. The hammer is very valuable because you can smash barrels with it. Smashing barrels gives you anywhere from 3 to 6 times as many points as simply jumping over the barrels. However, whenever you have the hammer, you can no longer jump or climb. You can only smash the barrels. Now, when you get to the top of the ladder under the hammer will be above you and you will have to jump to get it. The hammer is timed, so use it quickly and efficiently, and on this screen or any other of the screens, whenever an extra point piece appears, such as a purse or an umbrella, be sure to get those points. Once you have the hammer, try to make your way across the screen to the ladder under the lady. When the hammer runs out, climb up to the top, wait there safely as the barrels pass, and then run to the left to the next ladder, and you'll be under the lady. Wait for the barrels to pass, and you'll be able to climb up the ladder and get to the girl. Kong will then carry her off, and the next screen will appear. The object of screen 2 is to get the building to cave in. There are 8 yellow pieces that hold the building together. There are 4 levels with 2 yellow pieces on each. You must destroy these pieces in order to win. When you walk over the pieces, they disappear. When you walk over them again, you must jump over that space you created before, or else you will fall in and die, so you must go up one side and down to the other, avoiding fireballs as you go. As you zigzag your way across the screen level by level, be sure to time your moves across and begin your climb just after a fireball passes. That way you'll have time to climb between the fireballs. Remember, you are safe at the top of each ladder. There are 2 hammers and 5 fireballs at this level, and 3 bonus point pieces on the screen, so you'll need to use at least one of the hammers to make your way through and get a lot of points. When you get the hammer, the fireballs turn from red to blue, and that's when you can destroy them. When the hammer runs out, the fireballs turn back to red, and you must avoid them. Remember that when you have the hammer, you cannot jump, so be sure you have a yellow piece in front of you, not an open space. because you won't be able to jump over it and you'll fall through and die. Now once you walk over all 8 pieces, Kong will fall and you will get the girl and win. Screen 3 involves jumping from non-moving platforms to vertically moving spaces, which I'll call elevators. Jump to the first elevator and ride almost to the top, and jump off at the platform, and jump onto the next elevator down and go to the bottom. It is important to begin your jumps to a down-moving elevator before the elevator is even with you. If you wait until it is even with you, by the time your jump is completed, the elevator will be too far below you and you will not survive the jump. Any jump down that is farther than 2 floors or levels is too great a distance for you to land safely. You will die. Also, when moving from platform to elevator, be sure you have your joystick pushed in the desired direction as well as the jump button pushed, or else you will simply land back on the platform instead of onto the elevator. Now, when you get to the bottom, jump off. But now you have broken pieces of land going up, so you have to jump from piece to piece to piece. Then, as you will notice, there will be an eye falling from the top to the bottom that you don't want to hit you. So in order to avoid it, you must time your moves. Right when the eye passes by you, jump 2 or 3 times and go to the ladder. Go up the ladder and again, time your move. As the eye passes you again, immediately jump 2 or 3 times and you will make it to the next ladder. Continue this way and finally climb the last ladder to the top. Stay there. Remember, you are safe as long as you have one hand on the top rung of the ladder. Nothing can hit you there. So then, just after the eye bounces over your head, run past the ladder under the girl and go to the plate over the second elevator shaft. Stay there. You must run past the ladder under the girl to avoid the falling eye. Then, just as the eye bounces over your head again, run back to that ladder, under the girl, and climb up to her. Since this is a middle screen, Kong will then carry the girl off and the next screen will appear. Screen 4 is called the Pie Factory and involves fireballs, pies, conveyor belts, and Donkey Kong at the top. Begin the screen by going to your right and up the first ladder you get to. This is important. This will cause fireballs to be sent over at you on the left side of the screen only, leaving the right portion of the screen clear. The idea is for you to try to stay on the right side of the screen as much as possible. The conveyor belts will be moving the other way. So when on a conveyor belt, you must keep jumping back toward the right side. To move on a conveyor belt, you must use both the joystick and the jump button. The joystick alone cannot move you. Now once you're on a conveyor belt and you're going left, try to jump back to the next ladder on the right and climb to the top. Now pies will come at you from outside of the screen moving along on the conveyor belt in the same direction as the conveyor belt. So again, try to get to the ladder on the far right by jumping as fast as you can and avoiding the fireballs and pies. Pies move along on the conveyor belt and are very hard to jump over and avoid. So it's important to get to the ladders so that the pies will pass under you. Otherwise, whenever a pie comes out, it will most likely get you. Remember to stay to the right. When you begin the screen, if you do not go up the first ladder on your right, fireballs will come out at you from both sides of the screen and you will have no clear sight. Your chances of success will be diminished considerably. Now, you are able to try to get up to the same level as Kong. You will want to use the collapsing ladder to do this. When you get up to his level, the screen will end. There is also a middle screen, and if you make it through, you will go on to the next and final screen, the cave-in. The screens get progressively harder by getting faster and adding more obstacles for you to conquer. So as you go from one screen to the next, be aware that it will be faster with faster moving obstacles and more of them.